Well, good morning and welcome back to the Chamber Link. I am your host today, Abby Steiff, and I am the Director of Member Development at the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber. And I want to start today's episode by sharing a quote that I read that I think really encompasses what we're going to be talking more about today. And that is, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And if you're not aware, it's Giving Hearts Day season, with early giving currently open, but the big event is next Thursday, February 12th. This day is one that is recognized across the community, and I think across the region, really, when you hear Giving Hearts Day, I think everyone kind of knows a little bit about what that is and what that means. And we're going to be sharing more about the impact that this day has on our local nonprofits, but also how individuals and businesses can get more involved. But before we dive in, I am joined by three wonderful guests, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves a little bit and share a little bit more about what they do and how they're involved in Giving Hearts Day. And so, Emily, I'm going to start with you.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Abby, today. My name is Emily Jones. I work at Dakota Medical Foundation, so I'm the development director there. I have the privilege of working with businesses. You know, how do we get them involved in our programming? Things like Giving Hearts Day. How do we spread that joy of generosity, get them connected to the nonprofits that are a part of the day to just create more impact? So super, super fun.
Awesome. James, I'll turn it over to you.
My name's James Botnan, and I'm blessed to be a board member of Mark Knutson's Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund and Giving Hearts Day charity. So we're excited for this upcoming week and all we have going on. And it's a fun time of year, that's for sure.
Absolutely. John, take it away.
My name is John Burt. I'm actually a retired employee with Shields. Giving Hearts Day was a big part of my life when I was with the organization, and two Giving Hearts Days later, this will be, I'm still involved. Kind of as an associate and definitely as an individual. It's just a huge opportunity.
Oh, I can't wait to dive more into it with you guys. But Emily, I'm going to kind of have you kick us off and just start off by sharing more about Giving Hearts Day for those that maybe are new to the community or haven't heard of it before. So share a little bit about what it is and why it is such a wide community day of giving and impact here in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Yeah, absolutely. So Giving Hearts Day, for anyone that isn't aware of what it is, it's a 24-hour giving day. And as you mentioned, early giving is open. So we've actually decided to expand that opportunity for folks to get involved, to give back to nonprofits that participate in the day. We have over 600 nonprofits this year alone that participate in Giving Hearts Day. This has been something that's been running since 2008. We've just seen incredible impact over these years. $226 million over that span of time has been raised by the nonprofits that have been involved in the day. And so think of how much impact that has for charities across North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota, which is our footprint. So it's just been really fun to see, you know, all of the people that are involved, from the nonprofits, the businesses, the individuals, and all the different ways that people can support those causes and make an impact.
Yeah, I know. I was on the website and I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling of all of the nonprofits that are involved in the day. Like you just said, over 600. That's incredible. Do you see a lot of nonprofits coming back year after year, and then those that are kind of just starting and then they see the impact and they're kind of starting to become more of a frequent Giving Hearts Day nonprofit? Or is it always kind of the same, new? What's the mix like?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about this in our office. We're surprised every single year. We're like, gosh, you know, we serve North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. You think at some point we'd kind of hit a cap, right? But there's so many generous-minded. There's so many mission-driven people that want to start and do good in their local communities. And so every single year we see new profits that apply and become involved in Giving Hearts Day. We see returners. We've had people that have been there since the beginning, and you see, you know, what they're doing grow every single year. You know, we offer trainings year-round for charities to learn about fundraising and different tips and tools and how to incorporate that Giving Hearts Day mindset and what you're doing into your whole calendar year. And so it's really fun to see all the charities that come on board and they learn and they grow every single year.
And I know you mentioned 2008 is when Giving Hearts Day began. But can we talk a little bit about the evolution of from then to now? What did Giving Hearts Day begin as even in 2008?
Yeah, it was just, we actually, not that I was there, but we've talked about as a team, they were calling people, calling nonprofits, hey, we have this idea. We want to provide this platform. We want to get people excited about giving back. And so we were calling people, trying to convince them to be a part of Giving Hearts Day. And so it was just this very small group. And then, like I said, every single year, more got on board, more were seeing, you know, how impactful this day could be, how to utilize this platform, how much fun it is as, you know, a business or different folks to get involved. And so, like I said, it's just been amazing to see the growth every single year.
Yeah. How do you think this day strengthens the collaboration between nonprofits, businesses, and individuals in our region? How do all three of those, and to, like, how do all three kind of come together for one day?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it makes me think of, so, you know, our theme this year is kindness isn't a moment, it's a movement. Mm. And so I think it just leans into that movement. You know, I truly believe that we live in the most generous region on the planet. And so just providing an opportunity for people to get involved, you know, the nonprofits work closely with businesses, but you think about the power that a business has to engage with their employees, to get the public involved, whether it's through, you know, giving opportunities for their employees to give back and donate dollars, or maybe they're hosting a goods drive at their organization that they can show the community, hey, there's so many ways that you can participate. Come join us, you know, join us in this movement of generosity. And I think that link is such a powerful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And shameless plug, the chamber is actually doing a foods drive for the Great Plains Food Bank. So please come utilize us, drop off your goods at our office, because we're so excited to be a part of it again this year. And then, yeah, the chamber is incredible and gives us gift cards to be able to donate to our nonprofits that speak to our hearts, too. So I love that aspect of things, because my next question is, I think a lot of people think when it comes to giving, you have to write a check or it's some sort of money donation, but there are so many other ways you can get involved in Giving Hearts Day. So what are some of those besides just that monetary?
Yeah. And you gave a couple great examples of that. You know, obviously donating can be super powerful for these nonprofits, but there are so many goods needs out there. So if you want to host a goods drive, if you want to go onto our website and find all the places that are a host drive site that you can drop something off for a local charity, there's so many opportunities there. Also volunteering. Volunteering is a huge thing. You know, we have nonprofits that span, you know, there's larger nonprofits, but then there's also a lot that are just completely volunteer. You know, it's someone that has a full-time job on the side and they're running a nonprofit and doing this amazing work. You know, they need help, and it might not just be showing up and, you know, packing something. It might be, hey, I need some graphic design help. You know, I'm not experienced in this. Hey, I just need some help writing thank you cards or making some calls to our donors so that they feel loved and know how grateful we are for their support. And so there's so many ways like that. You know, you can purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards. That's been really popular, whether it's businesses giving to employees, you know, parents bringing those into the schools. And so kids have the opportunity to learn about what philanthropy is and how fun it is to give back. Mostly animal shelters are the recipients of those, I would say. The kids love the animal shelters and rescues. You know, goods drives, gift cards, employee matches, you know, donating to a cause, volunteering your time. There's just endless ways to support the charities that you care about.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk really quickly about next Thursday, the 24-hour day of giving. Mm-hmm. Henry the Heart, are we going to see the heart suits coming out? How can people get involved on that day at Dakota Medical Foundation? Do you guys have anything going on where people can come and hang out?
Yes. And if Henry the Heart, if you haven't met him, so I hope you do. He is so stinking adorable. He has been out and about. That guy is busy. He's been stopping at nonprofits, at businesses. He's getting his face out there. So he'll be out and about. I'm sure you'll see that, you know, at DMF on day of. We'll be hosting different charities that are coming in for radio interviews, different businesses coming in to do check presentations, individuals coming in to volunteer and do different things too. So it's just a really fun atmosphere and place to come and just kind of take in the fun and the joy of Giving Hearts Day.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I'm so excited to dive into a little bit more of that nonprofit impact. And we're going to do that with James here when we come back from our break here in just a little bit. Well, welcome back to the Chamberlink. We are talking about all things Giving Hearts Day, and there was just a commercial about it right before we came back on air. And yeah, I did that. No, I'm just kidding. I did not have power over any of that. But it set it up quite nicely as we transitioned back into learning a little bit more about how individuals and everyone in the community can get engaged with Giving Hearts Day. And so, James, I'm so excited to hear more and for you to share more, a little bit more about Mark Knutson's Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund. Can you dive into what the Legacy Fund is and the meaning behind it?
Yeah, well, two full circle moments here is I was a team member at Shields for many years. So I've seen the business impact on Giving Hearts Day as a whole, obviously the personal impact, but now being on the nonprofit side of things as a volunteer with Mark Knutson Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund, it truly is full circle. So that's one moment. The second moment we were just talking off air is that Mark started this in 2010. So it's been around for 15 plus years. He did it really grassroots, behind the scenes, not really out in public, just wanted to help get shoes on the feet of kids in our communities. And so in 2020, on Giving Hearts Day, just over 6 years ago, we announced the Shields and Shoes for Kids partnership. So that's brought well over 10,000 additional pairs beyond those first 10 years of donations into the community as an impact that nobody else but Shields could help us bring with their vendor partnerships and bringing the price of shoes down. Like that's where it really helps out and making it more impactful throughout the year as we're purchasing those shoes from those vendors and then ultimately distributing them to the districts and the community. So really cool to see this all come together in what will be an awesome 2026 Giving Hearts Day. But to go back, like I said, 2010 was when Mark started it. Ultimately after his passing in 2023, we wanted to make it more about the community and keeping his legacy going as best we can. And that's where we, with the help of Impact Foundation, which is under the umbrella of Dakota Medical Foundation, bringing it in-house and helping it be more public. So this is our second full year of Giving Hearts Day. Awesome. And we have a goal of, we have a $13,000 business partner match from 14 of our partners. So hopefully we can double that next week. And 26,000 would get about 800 pairs of shoes on the feet of kids in our community. So what that looks like is elementary aged kids, not only in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, but we've expanded that to some of the rural districts as well. So Northern Cass, Central Cass, Kindred, and then Mark had recently lived in Detroit Lakes before his passing, so we've added Detroit Lakes, or he did at that time. And then Mark grew up in Hillsboro, North Dakota, so Hillsboro is a part of Shoes for Kids as well here the last couple of years.
Wow, that's incredible to think of all the communities that this is impacting. What's the partnership with Shields? I heard treadmills and bikes are involved in it. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about that.
So we love a good challenge. So we didn't really name it, but it just came to be is last year was the first year at the Fargo Shields. We had a treadmill that ran 12 hours, didn't stop. So we had about 20 walkers, joggers, and runners from 9 a.m. when they opened to 9 p.m. when they closed, get 77 miles total on that treadmill in a day. And so there was so much interest going into this year that we've added a second treadmill in Fargo. So stop out and help support, check it out on next Thursday. So two treadmills in Fargo, and then Moorhead Shields also is getting involved, and they're going to have some stationary bikes that individuals will be riding those same 12 hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Wow.
So we'll have some fun next Thursday.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot of fun. So how does the support you receive, I know you touched on it a little bit, but how does the support that you receive on Giving Hearts Day impact how many kids you're able to serve?
Yeah, like I said, Giving Hearts Day is 50% of our giving in a day, or in a year, excuse me. And so obviously one day makes a huge impact, and I'm sure a lot of nonprofits can say that same thing. And being at the beginning of the year, it really helps us leading into the springtime when we order those shoes with Shields, and then ultimately distributing and sorting and giving those to the school districts in August before the school year kicks off. So it's a huge impact in that 24-hour time frame. So we're honored to be a part of Giving Hearts Day, and the ultimate goal of keeping Mark's legacy going is as many years as we can.
Yeah. What is it like when you go and deliver those shoes? Do you have any special moments or being, you know, seeing the kids receive them that you share?
Yeah, we do it very discreetly. So there is no moment for the children. So it's done through each school district individually, whether that's through a gym teacher or a counselor, where it's very discreet. They're just handed the shoes. If the administrators feel there's a need, those children get those shoes throughout the year. So it's not just to lead up into the school year, but it's the goal is to hopefully have it there throughout the year as the kids grow like weeds, as those elementary age kids do these days. And so I haven't seen the direct impact, and I don't think that's the goal, right? I mean, we know how much it means to the districts themselves and the need as a whole. I've said it before, a pair of shoes is a powerful thing, especially for a child that age. And my son is fortunate to get his own pair of shoes when he asks. And we know the benefit of that for any child. But when you don't have that luxury every school year, it's just that's what Mark wanted to start, was to allow those kids who may not have those new pair of shoes to feel confident, comfortable, and excited to run around and just be active and stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we've talked a lot about how the community really rallies together on Giving Hearts Day and comes around it. So what does it mean on a day like this when really we're seeing the region come together? What does it mean to honor Mark's legacy on a day like Giving Hearts Day?
Emily hit it on the head, and I'm biased because I grew up here and I've lived here my whole life, but we live in a generous community, whether that's time, talent, treasures, what have you. And so as far as Giving Hearts Day and Mark's legacy, I mean, I can't even put it into words. In always staying in touch with Mark's son, Cade, and his whole entire family, obviously we know Mark is the Fargo Marathon director and bringing many events to the community, but ultimately that wasn't his purpose on earth, and his goal was to keep kids active and healthy. And so during that day, it's a busy day, so you don't really get to reflect on it in the moment as best as we can, but know that throughout the year and throughout the years to come that it'll be an impactful life that he left behind us for all of us to give back.
Yeah, absolutely. That just like gives me chills, honestly, to think about. I really quickly want to go back to this partnership that you have with Shields. It's really a really fun one, really incredible one. I like that you're getting, you're mixing it up a little bit, not just like donate to give, but come and jump on a treadmill or a bike. So can anybody from the public just show up and hop on the treadmill?
Good question. Yeah. So it's a little bit of scheduling. So we do schedule it ahead of time.
Okay.
But there are slots open, so please message us on Facebook, search Mark Knutson Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund. You can email, there is an email there. I'm not going to remember it off the top of my head, so I apologize.
Okay.
But get a hold of us. There are time slots available. What we did was reached out to individuals who were on that treadmill last year, but we want it full, obviously. Some Shields associates will have to jump on in between if we don't fill them. But if don't worry, if you're a walker, walkers are welcome. And if you're not a walker, jogger, or runner, let's head over to Moorhead and hop on a bike. So we want as many people to be a part of this as possible. And if the times do fill up, by all means, on that day, reach out. We can always get you in touch for future years or come support the people who are running and biking.
Oh, I love that. I love that it's for all ages, for all levels. You don't have to be a runner, but you can certainly come and walk and bike and do all the things.
Fair warning, some people last year said, I didn't know I'd be front and center. You are front and center in that store. So we're not hiding in a corner. We want to be visible and present for anybody walking through Fargo or Moorhead Shield stores.
I love it.
Yeah.
You might see me on the Ferris wheel cheering everybody on this.
That'd actually
year.
Be a cool photo if you just take a photo from up there.
That would be cool. Yeah, because I bet a lot of people come out and definitely cheer everyone on. Yeah. So
it was a great day last year, and we're excited to expand it to be be even bigger and better this year.
I'm really excited to dive a little bit more into the business impact with you, John. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that when we come back from break here in just a few minutes. Well, welcome back to The Chamber Link. I am your host, Abby Steiff, and today we have been talking all about Giving Hearts Day, which is early giving is open, but the big main event is next Thursday, February 12th, so you'll want to mark your calendars. If you haven't given back quite yet, you still have plenty of time, but we've talked about kind of what Giving Hearts Day is. We've heard now from a nonprofit that really is impacted by it, and I want to hear a little bit more from the business side. And so that's why we have John here to share a little bit more about the way that Scheels gives back on this day. So, John, why is Giving Hearts Day an important day for Scheels to show up and support local nonprofits like Mark Newton's Shoes for Kids?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Visibility, I think, is the first thing, right? DMF does such a good job. No one can say, I didn't know. There's a lot of buildup. There's a lot of excitement. And giving back is an essential part of Scheels culture and several other businesses in town. We're not alone, but we're pretty proud of it. And so it gives us a venue to do that. It happens early in the year. It touches whatever interest. You know, can you help with this? Can you help with that? Fine. But on Giving Hearts Day, you can help with 600 organizations.
Over 600.
Oh, my gosh.
There's something there to touch every employee and every customer's heart. And so, like Emily said, we start doing fun things. We start running on treadmills. We talk about it as a store. We help publicize it. And once that ball's rolling, like, you want to be part of the fun. You want to be part of a community that cares and gives back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes. So, next Thursday, we're going to have treadmills front and center, I heard, at Scheels for Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund. And so when you have customers coming in or even employees working that day, how do you think a day like this inspires those employees and those customers to get involved and give back in a day like that?
Well, like you said, they're front and center. You can't miss them, right? So that's the first thing. And then you're going to see some friends and customers getting a little out of breath, getting sweaty for the cause, right? And they're having fun. And it just, you see that and you can't not want to be part of what's going on. And so it forces you to take a look and say, well, this does mean something to me, and I can be a part of that. I think for a lot of people, it is that check the first time, two or three, but it grows.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that giving back is really a part of Scheels culture. So how do you encourage your employees, even not even on a day like Giving Hearts Day, but how do you continue to encourage them to give back throughout the year? Is it, you know, giving them those volunteer hours? Is it allowing them to go and be a part of giving back to what they're passionate about? What does that kind of look like at mm-hmm. Scheels?
Sure. It starts on a wall you can't miss as you come into the time clock, right? It tells you, hey, part of what we do, part of being a part of this community is giving back to it. And then when you have opportunities like Giving Hearts Day and like other ones, yes, Scheels has volunteer hours. They have a modest check that the employee can write. All these things, because not everyone grows up in a philanthropic household. They just don't. So how do they become part of it? How do they know? So just giving them the opportunities and modeling that behavior that, hey, we're going to be part of whatever's going on in our community, and Giving Hearts Day is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. If I were a business, and Emily, you can chime in on this too, but if I were a business and I was like, I want to participate in Giving Hearts Day, but I'm really not sure how, and I want to do more than writing a check. Mm-hmm. What can they do? And from your perspective, how can they partner with other nonprofits to do a little bit more than just a goods driver writing a check like that?
Obviously, Emily is very, very in tune with this. But a good man I know once said, some people give by going, some people go by giving. And so that's writing the check is the first and easiest way to do it. But then I think the next important step is finding someone who's passionate about our community, who's passionate about people, just people. We're not even going to talk about giving back yet, but just people, and then commit to doing it. Give them the day, to go spend at DMF and be around that environment and see what those opportunities are. The opportunities, like you discussed, Emily, aren't always about a check. Sometimes they're about a skill, a core competency that our business has that we can volunteer or share with other nonprofits. Sometimes it's about, you know, one of the things with Shoes for Kids is not only are we on treadmills, not only do we raise a few funds, but also just leveraging our buying power with vendors. So the average price of a shoe for Shoes for Kids is $25.
Okay.
You're not going to buy that shoe for $25 in our store, but leveraging our purchase power and our commitment to our communities with caring vendor partners, just people networking and connecting and building partnerships, sharing what I can do. And if what I can do can help you, that's enough. Mm-hmm. And once you start the giving, once you start the going, not just the check writing, you can't wait for Giving Hearts Day to come again. Like, it's so fun. I'm two years out from being at Shields, and Karin, who I'm sitting in for, and I will spend the entire day together just visiting DMF and visiting different organizations, nonprofits in our community that are going to make an impact that we want to be part of. If you just take someone in your organization and send them out, find out about this, bring it back to us, find ways we can, they will. It's there.
Yeah.
I'd love to add to that too, yes. John. I think, you know, and he mentioned it, you know, I think something that's always forgotten too as a way to get involved as a business is you have a platform. You know, promoting is a huge way to make an impact. You know, whether you're sharing nonprofit stories to your network, like you said, sending employees out to get that firsthand experience, you're introducing clients to the fact that it's Giving Hearts Day and there's over 600 charities to support, you know, maybe go online and see where there's a Goods Drive site. I mean, promotion is a huge thing. Yep. You know, you walk into Shields on Giving Hearts Day, and even outside of the treadmills and the fun events that are going on, you'll see they've got the totals running on their big screens. They're sharing on social media about how powerful of a day this can be. And that's a big way to participate as a business if you can't, you know, give dollars or invest in something, you know, outside of some of the other things I mentioned. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you want to, James, go over again what you guys are going to be doing at Shields Thursday? Just so I don't get it wrong.
We keep reiterating, it's hard not to find something you're passionate about with 600 nonprofits.
Yeah, absolutely.
So please go to givingheartsday.org and check it out. So that's my first plea. Second is, yes, so 12-hour treadmill and bike challenge, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so store open to store close. We will be on two treadmills at the Fargo Shields and one bike at the Moorhead Shields.
Okay.
So, and we do have more slots open for biking. So if people are interested in biking, don't worry about bike shoes, maybe some bike shorts, but we will have platforms and cleaning supplies and all that, because, well, you get sweaty on treadmills or bikes anyway. So we'll clean up after you. How about that? But it was a fun day last year, and we're excited to expand on it. So, yeah, check out our Facebook page. Just search Mark Knutson Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund, and we will get in touch with that way if you want to be a part of it and or come support the individuals on the treadmills and bikes that day.
Okay, yes. Make your signs and come and cheer. But, Emily, are you seeing – I think this is so creative and so fun for a business to – allow this opportunity for a nonprofit to come and kind of take over their store for the day. Are you seeing more collaboration like that versus like the nonprofits just kind of, you know, pitching their ideas or, you know, having their big day events too? Because I know a lot of nonprofits that really get into it too and have themes and just different activities all day that the community can get involved in. But are you seeing more of that business collaboration as well throughout the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many examples of it. You know, there's a lot of businesses that will host, you know, parties for their employees. So providing the platform of, hey, you can come here, you can give back. The Goods Drive piece of it, but then there's a lot of these co-hosted events, which are really cool because there's a lot of nonprofits too that might not have a space for like a large scale event, or maybe they don't have the foot traffic to get people encouraged to support their mission in that way. So that's what I'm seeing a lot more of whether the nonprofits are going to present to a team or maybe a local coffee shop is having an event that morning for a different nonprofit that we have here. So there's lots of it happening. I think it grows every single year. It's really fun to see.
Oh, I just think it's so fun. And My one question is, why do you think Giving Hearts Day resonates so strongly in the Fargo-Moorhead community? I know you said it really is a giving back community, but why do we think this day just really hits home for a lot of people?
I think everyone's impacted. I think you can look at all the different missions and causes that these nonprofits support, and I think everyone has some sort of connection there, right? And so that powerful piece of community that everyone's impacted by it, we all have a different connection or story. As I mentioned, I think it's just, it's a joyful day. It's a huge impactful day. And I think, you know, we live in this cold weather place that, like, this is just a really great excuse to do something fun and really good. And I think the people here just have huge hearts and want to help their neighbor in different ways or as many ways as they can. And so I'm not sure if that's a great example, but I really do. I'll go back to, I think that we live in, gosh, one of the most generous places on earth.
I know, it's like every year I'm like, okay, I scroll on the website and I'm like, I want to give back to everybody. I just want to, because there are so many incredible, incredible causes. And I totally agree. Like, this is a day where if there's something for everyone to get involved in and do. And so we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back from break here. We'll dive a little bit more into just different opportunities and things that are going to be going on next Thursday. Well, welcome back to the Chamber Link. We are talking about a topic I could probably talk about all day long, and I think I'm with three individuals that could agree and say the same. Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day season is upon us. Early giving is open, but the big 24-hour day is next Thursday, February 12th. So mark your calendars for that, because there's a lot of fun going on in the community to support our local nonprofits that day. But Emily, I want to talk with you a little bit about, what are the goals this year for Giving Hearts Day for DMF and your team?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, every single year, our goals aren't related to the dollars that are raised. You know, while that is so important, and that's something that the charities work incredibly hard to achieve every single year, you know, our goal at DMF and for Giving Hearts Day at large is to have participation grow. So we want everyone across North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, to find something to support, find a cause that's meaningful to them, find a way to give back that's meaningful to them. So, you know, our goal is to have, you know, at minimum 75,000 participants in the day. And like I said, that's not just through donations, it's through good strives, it's through volunteering your time, you know, finding a way to support a cause that you care about. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to continue to grow and get people connected to these amazing nonprofits every single year.
Oh, I love that so much. And while this is a super fun day and everyone gets hyped up around it, there are so many other ways that you can engage with nonprofits after Giving Hearts Day. So what are some ways that nonprofits can still be engaged, or you can still be engaged with nonprofits even after Giving Hearts Day?
Yeah, I can speak to, you know, through givingheartsday.org website, you can use that year long. So that's always open for you to go to explore, learn more about the charities that participate. They post volunteer opportunities on there. So say you're a business or an individual that's looking to get out and do something or serve some volunteer time, you can filter on the side. So you can say, hey, I'm in the Fargo-Moorhead community, I'm looking for a group volunteering activity for, you know, education-based nonprofits or health-based nonprofits. I mean, you can filter based on what you care about, what you want to do, and see what opportunities are out there. So I'd encourage anyone to use that as a resource all year long. And then, of course, you know, I know our friends over here could speak to a lot more ways to do the same, but that's certainly something that people can use as a resource.
Yeah, absolutely. And James, Giving Hearts Day is not the only opportunity to get involved with Shoes for Kids. What are some ways that after Giving Hearts Day, the community can still support Shoes for Kids?
Yeah, so a few events that happen throughout the year. Shoes for Kids is tied in with the Fargo Marathon as the official charity and nonprofit of that event. So support Fargo Marathon. We'll have a booth there and just bring more awareness to the community and even individuals coming from outside the community. So that's one. And then we have a sorting and distribution happening in August. Usually that's behind the scenes, but maybe this year is, now that I'm thinking, we get the public involved as we grow this and have more and more shoes donated donated each and every year. And then some fall events is we actually do what we call Miles for Kids, where an individual the last 2 years has gone to each school in the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo districts, which equates to about 100 miles in a two-day period on foot. So that'll be happening. We don't have a date for that yet, but keep an eye out for that. And then Fargo Mini is the half marathon that we brought back last year, and Shoes for Kids is the benefiting nonprofit of that event as well. So throughout the year, we're putting on events and bringing awareness to this. Like you said, we want as many people to know about it. Obviously, there's many ways to give, not only of your treasures, but of your talents as well. So that's a few things going on behind the scenes with Shoes for Kids.
Just a couple things.
Just a little bit.
Just a couple big events going on. No big deal. And then, John, with Shields, can you speak to how businesses can still be involved with local nonprofits even after Giving Hearts Day?
Absolutely. Yeah, so for us, we have volunteer hours for associates. They're available 12 months of the year. We host several events, and certainly other businesses can, we have a retail space, but certainly other businesses can have employee cookouts, that sort of thing, where you can either do goods or you can do cash donations, pay for your own hot dogs, and use the cash donations to contribute to a charity or two that you want to highlight, that means something to you. 600 charities plus that DMF supports, others that aren't part of that. There's an opportunity in our community to get something that touches your heart and then just get your employees to rally behind it. We try to rotate through so that, when our favorite this year is not our favorite next year. Not that we don't like them anymore. There tends to be some residual support. But most importantly, that we just move it around so that it connects with a variety of different employees as well.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask everyone this question, but I'm going to start with you, John. What does Giving Hearts Day mean to you as an individual?
Oh, it's a kickoff for me. I'm so grateful that it happens early in the year around Valentine's Day. It's not an accident, I know, but I am so grateful for that because as we move through the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it tends to be a little bit about our families, a little bit about ourselves, and it helps me refocus on the needs. We have a vibrant community, but there are still needs. There are real needs within that community. It's a great reminder that despite the fact that things are going good, we're all a small tragedy or diagnosis away from connecting with one of these organizations on the other side of it. That can happen to any of us any day. And so the chance to reconnect with people early, the chance to refocus, and then the opportunity that DMF gives us by doubling my impact is just, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's great.
Absolutely. James, what about you?
Well, first, I just want to give a shout-out. Shoes for Kids, or Mark Knutson's Shoes for Kids Legacy Fund, is not the only nonprofit that Shield supports, not only on Giving Hearts Day, but throughout the year. And yes, we're talking about Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, and surrounding communities, but in any of their markets, they give back wholeheartedly, as John mentioned. So this isn't just a mission here locally. It's across the board at all Shield's locations. So shout-out to Shield's as a whole. They do great things. And second, what it means. Oh, boy. I told you full circle. It hits home a little more these days than it did, right? It changes and evolves year over year. But I just think back to, we've hammered it already, is blessed to live in this community. I mean, and when we're busy in our day-to-day lives, we don't really focus on that. But I think this one day brings us all together to show how blessed we truly are. So that would be my one word, if I had to, is blessed.
Perfect. And we're kind of running a little bit on time here. So Emily, if you could sum it up in a couple sentences, what does it mean for you?
Oh gosh, it's such a special day. It's such a special time of year for me. I have the privilege of being on the back end and having a front seat to all these amazing nonprofits and all these amazing businesses and individuals. And I just, we live in a really heavy world sometimes. And so just seeing the good in people. People want to help and people want to do good. And it's just such a cool thing. And I'm just so fortunate. I'm just so fortunate to be a part of it and to help in any way I can to lift up these nonprofits and lift up all the people that are doing amazing things, whether they're, like I said, individual, business, nonprofit. It's a really cool thing to see people come together and do good.
It really is. It's truly, and I don't say this just because we're here. It's truly one of my favorite days because I love seeing, like you just said, nonprofits, businesses, individuals come together and really rally around each other and just really make it a big community event. And so I just want to mention two things really quickly here. Next Thursday, mark your calendars, 24-hour event. The Chamber is a Great Plains food bank, a goods drive, and we have member mingle. If you're a member, come Thursday. I'll get to see Emily again, and we'll have heart-shaped donuts. So if that doesn't get you there, I don't know what will. But thank you so much for joining us for the Chamberlink today. We'll see you next time.